Father, we just thank you, Lord, as we, Lord, that you're with us, Lord, that you've gone before us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, Lord, in the nation of the Philippines, Father. And, Lord, for this property, Lord, that we've been praying about, Lord, and seeking you for, Lord. And now as we go there, Lord, finally, Lord, to be able to seal this, Father, Lord, we bring that to you, Lord, that there'll be no obstacles, no hindrances. Everything will go well, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we can come back with good news to present to the church. So, Father, we commit that to you, Lord. And as we open your word, Father, we pray that you speak to each and every one of us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we do have a baptism later on this morning, so we won't go for long this morning. But I want to continue talking about our theme for the year, which is going deeper, and particularly that area of going deeper in the love of God. And when we talk about love, love is a very interesting term that people use, because you can say to your wife, I love you. Oh, I love pizza. And it's we can have many meanings of the different word love. If you look in the scripture, you'll find you'll have the word there, eros, in the scripture. Eros is a word that really is that self-centered love. It's become used to in terms of a sexual connotation, but it's far more than that. It's a selfish kind of love. It's self-seeking. It's what I'm going to get out of it. That's one kind of love. Another kind of love is nomos love, which is love of the law or legalism. And it's important that we make sure that as the way we're talking about loving our Father, we don't have that eros kind of love towards the Father. In other words, of what I'm going to get out of God, or the nomos kind of love, which is a legalism, and I have to come under this and that. But we really understand what love is, and really working towards agape love. Some people have a phileo kind of love, which is a brotherly affection for God, but we want to go deeper into that true love of God. And so there's this one, couple of wonderful scriptures I want to look at this morning, which are prayers of the Apostle Paul. And these are incredibly powerful prayers. And really, they are about going deeper in the love of God. So the first one in Ephesians 3, 17 to 19, and it says this, once we get that up on the screen there. So Christ may dwell in your hearts, and it's about Christ dwelling in our hearts. We're only here because of the cross of Jesus Christ. We only know the love of God is because Jesus made the way for us upon the cross. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and as we give our heart to Jesus, as we confess him as Lord and Savior, as we repent of our sins, as we acknowledge that he paid the penalty in for the sin that we deserve, the penalty of sin, but he took that upon himself on the cross to give us the cleanse us, to wash us, forgiveness, and give us the promise of eternal life. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And that I pray that you, and this you is you, and I pray that you being rooted and established in love. And when we give our life to Jesus Christ, then we are rooted in him, and then we want to get established. We want to grow in the things of God and understanding the depths of who he is. And this is the prayer. I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all of the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the full measure of the fullness of God. Amen? Amen. That's an impassionate prayer from the Apostle Paul. And basically his prayer, if we want to nuddle down a little bit, is that we might go deeper in the love of God. And that's what I want to talk about briefly this morning, about going deeper in the love of God. It says it surpasses knowledge. And so it's not something that you're going to intellectually sit down and think about and deduce and understand intellectually the love of God. Because really it doesn't make a lot of sense. It doesn't make sense that Jesus would die on the cross in my place, that he would die for me. It doesn't make sense that Jesus would die for you. We can't understand that. He was holy and righteous, and we were so unworthy, full of sin and repulsive to God. He doesn't like sin, and yet his love was so great for us that Jesus would die on the cross for us. There's a love that is so deep that we cannot understand or fathom. But what I want us to understand this morning is the fullness of the love of God, how wide, how deep, the breadth of how high the love of God. It's for us now. We can apprehend the love of God now. The full love of God is actually completely yours. In fact, the full extent of God's love is already manifest for you already. There's nothing you can do to earn any more from God. And that's where people come under that namos kind of love, a legalism where they think they're going to have to do more to make God love them more. The full extent of God's love was demonstrated and revealed to us on the cross of Jesus Christ. He loves us completely. He loves us totally. The full extent of God's love is given to us, and it was demonstrated for us on the cross. And for us, it's learning to go deeper into the love of God and experiencing more and more the love of God. I want to talk briefly about how we can experience that and walking in the love of God. And so this incredible prayer of the Apostle Paul, he says, I pray that you being rooted and established in love may have power together with all God's holy people. So as I've said before, there's no secret knowledge. This is for everyone who believes deeper into the love of God, to grasp how wide, and grasp means to understand or comprehend, but to experience how deep, how long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. It's far more than your intellectual reasoning can try to deduce or understand, so that you may be filled to the full measure of the fullness of God. Jesus said, I came to give you life, abundant life, life to the full. And that's found in the love of God and the love of Christ in our lives. And another prayer in Philippians, and these are two fantastic prayers and two of my favorite passages of Scripture. Philippians 1, 9 to 11, it says, this is my prayer. And so again, Paul is praying that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. But the prayer that your love may abound more and more, and it means to excel more and more. And there's a deepening in that love and that understanding. When we come to Christ, many of us, when we come to Christ, honestly, the reality is we come out of selfish reasons. We know we're sinners. We know that without Christ, we're gone. We know we're never going to make God's holy and righteous standard. We know that we need help. We know that we need a Savior. And that's the basis that we come. Lord, I come to you. I'm pathetic. I'm pitiful. I'm wretched. I'm sinful. And Lord, I need your grace. I need what you did on the cross to count for me. And so that's how we come to him. And it was really that we would come and to know salvation. The Scripture says we love because he loved us first. And as we grab a hold of that, as we grab a hold of the promise of eternal life and the forgiveness, the cleansing of sin, and we grab a hold of that, then we have this life that comes, and then our love begins to change more than just what I could get from God. And if we're really going to go deeper into the things of God, we need to have that and walk in a love that's deeper, as I said, what I want to talk about. But the thing about this love, it says that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight. And some people think, okay, so that means that the more that I study, the more I'll understand God's love, and the more that I understand God's love, the better I will be. But really, the starting point is not with our intellectual pursuit or even in the Word of God. Remember, we spoke two weeks ago. We had the camp last week, which was an awesome time at the camp. Joyce preached an awesome message. Where are you, Joyce? She did an awesome job, preached a fantastic message at the camp last week. But we're moving into a deeper sense of love. And it's not, so what happens is that when you begin to understand that God loves you, that God loves me, and when you just get a touch of that, that actually brings a bit of a revelation of who God is. And then you read the Scripture, and then his word comes alive in us, and the Holy Spirit brings that alive in our heart. But that revelation of the love of God, and then it brings a knowledge. And out of that knowledge, once we know more about the love of God. And the more you experience the love of God, then the more revelation and insight you get. And the more insight and revelation that you get, you understand how awesome God is. And so it goes on, and we go deeper and deeper and deeper. When people, this is the antithesis of someone going into depression. Someone who gets in depression, they get in a cycle. And they're down, and then they do something because they're down, thinking it'll make them feel better. It doesn't, so that makes them feel worse, and they just spiral down. Well, this is the opposite of depression, going down into depths of sadness and despair. This is going down deeper into the life of God. And so the more that we love God, the more there's a revelation of who he is, and the more we love him, and there's more revelation of who he is, and therefore the more that we love him. And certainly the prayer of the Apostle Paul is that we might know deeply the love of God. And so what does that actually look like in our lives? Because some people think that being deep in love with God is there's going to be a whole lot more warm fuzzies when I'm in the presence of God. Now, don't get me wrong, because God has created us. We have emotions. We have a mind. We have our intellectual capacity. We have emotions. And so we're going to feel the love of God. He's made us that way. And anyone who says, oh, no, you know, we don't have any feelings, well, there's a disconnect there. There's something wrong with you. Actually, we do feel. But our pursuit in the love of God is that more and more that I'm just not going to feel that, because sometimes we can run after the feeling. And you'll know that even with love, even with great love, that sometimes you feel really good, sometimes you don't feel so good, do you? And so when we're in the presence of God, our heart is, it's not just the frothy, bubbly kind of love, the romantic kind of love. That's what I'm talking about. It's not a romantic kind of love when we talk about the love of God, because people have a distorted perception of love and what love is. We're talking about the pure and adulterated love that can only come from the Father. And as we learn to grow in that, then we can begin to love Him more with the same kind of love, with that pure love, rather than the selfish, self-centered love that quite often we can get caught up into. And so the more that we love God, really, what does that look like? And as I said, I've got to go quick this morning, but if you're going to, how do you know that you've gone deeper in the love of God? Is it because you feel it more? It's not because of that. Now, as I said, don't get me wrong, you will feel that. We had an awesome time in camp and just singing about the love of God, and, you know, I'm supposed to be trying to lead it there, and, you know, you get all choked up sometimes, because God's love is amazing. God's love is amazing. When God pours His love upon your heart, you have to be dead if you don't respond to that. God's love is awesome. It is powerful, and it touches our heart. But we're not just seeking, as I said, a romantic feeling with God. It's a far deeper thing than that. Far deeper than that. You're married, you'll know that there's a depth of love far more than the romantic feeling. It's not just a feeling of, oh, you know, just give me warm and fuzzies. You realize that love actually comes down to commitment. And you begin to realize that love is actually a choice, and it's a decision. And it's not based on how I feel on this day and that day, because our feelings, we have a good day, we have a bad day. But it's a commitment, and it's a decision, and it's a choice to love. And really, that's the love that we want to come with our Father, because it's not conditional on what, oh, the Lord's been really good to me, I'm going to bless Him this day, oh, I'm going through a hard time, I'm not going to worship Him. No, it's a deeper love than that. And if we're going to be deep in the love of God, and quickly, there's a scripture that I want to read to us, and something I really want us to grab hold of this morning, is that the deeper love of God, it means deeper obedience to God. If you love God deeply, then you will obey Him deeply. And the Lord made that very, very clear when He was with us. He said in John 14:23, and Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching." And so what does that mean now? Oh, no, I better start being obedient now to make God love me. No, if you think that way, you've got the wrong kind of love. That's a nomos love. It's a legalism love. It's a trying to earn from God. Remember, God loves us totally, completely, and unconditionally. And so you're not going to earn any more God's love. He loves you completely, totally, and utterly. He's done that. He's done that. He's demonstrated that on the cross. But it says, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. And what happens is that the deeper that we go down in the love of God, there's that overflow of a life that we want to live our life to please God. We don't want to hurt God. We don't want to offend God. We don't want to upset God. We love God so much. And any parent bringing up your children, you don't want your children who obey you because they're afraid of you, or that you're going to do something or whatever. You want kids who honor you, who love and will do the right thing purely because they love you. They know that it'll upset you if you do the wrong thing. They know, and a lot of the things with our children are simply to protect them anyway. We don't want them to play in the traffic because we know what the danger is. As a child, they don't know. We're like that. We're like children playing in the traffic sometimes. And the Lord's saying, no, get out of the traffic. I want to guard you. I want to protect you. God's heart is for us. And but if we want to be deeper in the things of God, then it means we have deeper obedience in the things of God. And so we need to be obedient to the things of God. We don't pick and choose. We are obedient to God. Jesus made it really clear, because in John 14:15, He said, "If you love me, keep my commands." And John 14:21, so three times in that same little discourse, he says, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. And so to gauge your love, how well are you doing with loving God? Have a look at your obedience to the things of God. What is your life like? We talked a couple of weeks ago about having that centered life, that we know the one that we love, we know what we believe, and then we have a lifestyle that aligns with those very things. And so our obedience is a good indicator of the depth of our love for God. And so if you find you're really struggling to obey God, maybe you need to get down on your knees again and repent and come back to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me, Lord. I've made my relationship about what I can get from you, about getting your blessing, getting your favor, Lord, and I've made it about that. And maybe if that's the case, you need to say, Lord, I just want to have a relationship because you're my Father and because you love me, and I just want to love you and be loved of you. And that's the heart of the relationship, as I said a couple of weeks ago. No child wants the father only to, the child to come to the father and just, here's an ice cream. Oh, thanks, Daddy, I love you. You want your child spontaneously to come up, excuse me, at some time and just throw their arms and say, Daddy, I love you. What joy that gives you as a parent. How much your Father in heaven, he wants us to come to him. At times, yes, he gives us an ice cream. Thank you, Father, for my ice cream. Thank you for the provision. Thank you for the job. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. But he wants us just to spontaneously, Daddy, I love you. And to have such a heart to love him. But if you want to know whether your life is deeper in love, and if you're going deeper, deeper obedience. How well are you obeying the things of the Lord? And there's another interesting thing when we talk about going deeper and obedience in 1 John 5, because another indicator of the depth of our love for God is, one is our obedience to him. And as I said, it's not a legalistic thing. That's a wrong kind. This is loving God purely for who he is. But there's an interesting interplay between our love for God and our love for one another. And if you have a look at 1 John 5, 2 and 3, again, it'll come up there. This is how we know we love the children of God. So it's talking about loving the children of God. This is how we know we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. Now, obedience comes into it again. We can't shortcut that. We've got to be loving God and obeying his commands. But it says this is how we know, not how we know we love God. It says this in the next half of the passage. But this first part, it's saying this is how we know we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. There is a link there that if you were truly going deeper and deeper into the things of God, not only will the overflow and the outcome of that mean that we are walking in obedience into the things of God and obeying him, following him, honoring him with our life because we love him, not because we're afraid of punishment. The scripture says fear is to do with punishment, but perfect love casts out all fear. It's not because I'm fearful of what God will do to me, because my relationship is still very superficial, if that's the case. The reason I want to obey him is because he's an amazing father who loves us so much, has given us everything, and that's why I want to honor him and lift him up and love him. But here it's telling us that there's this link between loving God, carrying out his commands, obeying him, that those things are also indicators of our love for one another. And you think, how does that work? Well, really what happens is the more that we love God, the more that we get deeper in loving God, you will have a deeper love for your brothers and sisters. And again, if you think, hang on, I'm pretty shallow in my relationships to my brother and sister. I was really blessed because Han brought a friend along to the camp that we had last weekend. And she's not doesn't know the Lord, but she was so touched. And she testified to Han, and that really what spoke to her is that the genuineness of the love for one for another, it actually really spoke to her a lot. And that really what really blew her away when she saw that genuine love one for another. And really that's the love that we need to have for each other and to exhibit that, because that's a part of going deeper in God. If you cannot say you're deep in your relationship with God, that you're deeply in love with God and yet you have superficial relationships with your brothers and sisters, or you don't really have a heart for your brothers and sisters. They're just faces in the crowd. And we know, obviously, we can't get to know everyone closely in a congregation, but that's why we have our grow groups. You can get to know people closely. And if you want to go deeper in the things of God, then we need to have the overflow of that is our relationships. So our obedience is the first thing. Are we obedient to the things of God? That will show us how deep we are, or are we fairly superficial? And the other thing is the overflow for a love for one another. It says, this is how we know we are the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. In fact, this is love for God. It's to keep his commands. And so again, it keeps coming through, a reoccurring theme. If you love God, you will obey him. You will follow his things. And again, you're not following those things to get his favor, his love. You have it completely, totally, and unconditionally. Nothing you can do to earn any more of love, God's love. So don't waste time trying. Just submit to his love. Allow his love to flow through your life, and you'll find that it actually changes your life, and you're able to walk in obedience to him. And so we want to have that deeper love for our brothers and sisters. That's the overflow of having a deeper love for God. And 1 John 4:21, and he said this, and he's given us this command. Oh, sorry, did I read 1 John 5:2-3? I did say that, didn't I? Sorry, what I did want to say, at the last part of 1 John 2:3, it says, and his commands are not burdensome. So what does that mean? It means they're not hard. It's not actually hard. Some people say, oh, it's hard to be a Christian. Yeah, it is hard to be a Christian if you're superficial. It's really hard. You're going to skirt around the edges. Yeah, it's really, really hard. It's tough, tough gig. You try it. You try to be under law and try to, you know, I'm trying to do all the right stuff and I'm under law and I keep falling all the time and I'm failing all the time and I feel terrible and, oh, maybe God doesn't love me anymore and because I'm under bondage, you know, I'm under law. My understanding of the love of God, it's wrong. God loves me completely and totally. And why do I choose not to do those things? Why do I live a life of obedience? Because he loves me so much. And I just want to love him back and I want to honor him, the one who loves me so much. And he says his commands are not burdensome. And so really, what are God's commands? What does he command? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Again, isn't it? Loving God, loving others are intrinsically linked together. 1 John 4:21, and he's given us this command. And this is a command, so it's not a suggestion. This is a command. And if you want to go deeper, you will obey the command. And this is his command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. It's not an optional extra. Oh, I like this one, I don't like this one. I like you, but I don't like your wife. Oh, I like your family, I hate your kids. Like, it doesn't work that way, does it? If you had someone like that, like, it's all of us. We're all in this together. And so that love for our brother and sister is so very important. You must also love your brother and sister. And we want to grow in that. If you're going to go deeper in love with God, you'll have deeper relationships with your brothers and sisters. And if you haven't got that, then I would be looking back, okay, well, how much do I really love God? How much am I for surrendered my life to him? How much have I allowed that beautiful love, that unconditional love of God to flow into my heart and understand that I don't have to earn it, that I stand as a proved child, a loved child of God who loves me totally, completely and utterly, and there's nothing I can do ever to make me love me any more than he loves me now. And once I come to that place of knowing that I'm totally loved, totally forgiven, totally his child, totally in the river of his depths of his wonderful love, then out of that, yeah, I'm going to want to obey him and honor him, but then that love is going to burst out and overflow to one another. And as I said, if it's not doing that in your own life, then maybe get back to the first thing and saying, Lord, I need to come to you. I need to humble myself, Lord. And I've made my love, Lord, an eros love, a self-satisfying love, trying to get what I've got. Or I've come under legalism, Lord, and I've tried to do that to earn something. I've been sucked in wrong perception of love. But there's a depth of love that we want to move from. And the scripture tells us, even with one another, a deeper kind of love. 1 Peter 1:21, it says, now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, you gave your life to Jesus Christ. First thing you've got to do, we need to give our life to Jesus Christ. You do not live until you have Christ in your life. We give our life to Jesus Christ. Now that you've purified yourself by obeying the truth, and so that you have a sincere love for one another. A sincere love for one another sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Sincerely, you know, and the word there, love there, is that phileo love. It's that brotherly kind of affection. Oh, we're brothers and sisters and all nice together, and that's great. But if we want to go deeper in God, then deeper in God means an outflow of that is a deeper way of expression for love for one another. And it says there, now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth so that you have a sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. And that tells us now, hang on, guys, this is great. Brotherly love and affection. Well done. You want to go deeper? Deeper in God, deeper in love with God, deeper in walking obedience, deep in loving Him than the overflow of loving one another. It says, now you've gone from that brotherly kind of affection, love one another deeply. That's the agape love. That's the unconditional love. That's how God loves us. And to loving one another unconditionally, not depending on what you do for me or don't do for me. I'm going to love you. And it's a selfless love. I'm not loving you because I'm going to get something out of it. That's not true love. That's selfishness. It's an unconditional love. It's a selfless love, and it's a sacrificial love. It's a love that goes the extra mile, that goes out of the way. You know, we were singing about leaving the 99, going after the one. And that's a parable, obviously, Jesus told about the sheep and the shepherd. That, you know, the shepherd, he leaves the 99 and goes looking and searching for. And we've been singing about that kind of love, but that kind of love for one another, an unconditional kind of love, a selfless kind of love, a sacrificial love. You put yourself out for one another. That Jesus actually goes a little bit further. If you want to read in John 15, it goes on a little bit further than just going out of your way for one another, maybe just to pick them up or do something. He actually says about laying your life down for your brothers and sisters. That's deep. Are you that deep yet? Well, we're going to go deeper. I trust you don't have to do that, but we sacrifice of ourselves one for another. And if we're going to go deeper in the love of God, then we'll have a deeper love for one another. And I need to finish in just a moment. Final scripture very quickly will be 1 Peter 4:8. It says, above all, love each other deeply. Again, that love each other deeply is agape love, unconditional love, selfless love, and sacrificial love. Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins. And what it's talking about there, it's not talking about permissiveness. It's not talking about, oh, do whatever you like then. And some people think that. They go, it doesn't matter. God still loves me. Anyone who says that, they freely can sin and do everything. Oh, but God still loves me. The truth is God still loves you. But do you love God? Because if you loved God, you would not have such an attitude as that. If you seriously loved God, you would never say, oh, He loves me anyway. Right? That's, you know, it's like a slap in the face. It's an abuse of that God's grace that we would be like that. And so we don't say, oh, yeah, well, God loves me anyway. He does love us anyway. But because He loves me, I'm not going to do that. I make a choice. I make a decision. I walk in obedience and allow that to flow out of my life. But it says covering over a multitude of sins. So it's not talking about permissiveness. It's really talking about forgiveness. And you cannot, and the scripture goes on, and we could read 1 John. We're studying that in Grow Groups, and it's brilliant. If you're not going to Grow Group, you're missing out. 1 John is a brilliant, brilliant passage of scripture because it says that if we don't love our brother, like it's like we hate God. You can't say you love God and hate your brother. And so we don't have the option of having things against our brothers and sisters in Christ. You don't have the license to do that. Oh, I love them, but they upset me. I don't like them. Well, that means you're shallow. Your love is shallow. And you're going to be easily offended. If you're an easily offended person, you're shallow. Shallow people are easily offended. They're offended if someone looks at them sideways or says something, or they don't say hello, they didn't smile. They didn't leave me a car spot, whatever it is. Shallow people are easily offended. If you're deeping in your love for God, you're not going to be easily offended. In fact, you're very hard to offend. It actually takes a lot to upset you. Now, if somebody does upset us, the scripture says in love we go to them. Our aim is retribution, not to win, to rebuke, but to restore the relationship, to reconcile with our brother. Then we need to do that. But we don't have the license for unforgiveness. At all as brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to be ones that are loving deeper in the things of God. And I know I've gone fast this morning. We're pressed for time now. But if we're going to go deeper in God, and as I said, this is not a game. This is not just a little cliche theme that we've got for the year. Oh, yeah, let's go deeper. And everyone goes, rah, rah, rah. And next year, everyone is exactly the same. This is for real. And we're going to go deeper in the things of God. Then we've got to understand that pure love that God has for us. You're never going to earn it. You can't make Him love you anymore. So stop doing that if you are. Just stop it. It's not going to, it doesn't work. And if you're under legalism and you're struggling and everything, and again, that's because your love is up here somewhere and you keep falling flat on your face all the time. It's because you haven't really understood the love of God. And my prayer is that we'd understand how much God loves us. The scripture tells us that Paul's prayer is that we'd have the power together with all the saints. And so we can actually begin to understand, not so much intellectually, it's beyond our understanding, but we can experience and begin to know God loves us so much. And the more that you know that God loves you, the more that you love him. And the more that you love him, there's a greater revelation of how much he loves you. And then the more, and so it goes on, and you're going deeper and deeper in the things of God. So I just want to pray for us this morning. We're going to have a worship team. We're going to come up now. We're going to have a time of worship as our candidates get ready for baptism. And then we're going to just share briefly about baptism. And then we've got our baptism service. But let's just pray. Father, I pray for each and every one of us that are here. Lord, our true desire is that we want to go deeper with you. And Lord, being in love with you is so important, Lord. It's the foundation. What Christ did on the cross is the foundation for us. So we want to go deeper and deeper in the things of God. And so, Father, as we hear each and every one of us, Lord, if we're ones, Lord, that have that superficial relationship with you, Lord, just what am I going to get out of it? Father, I pray, Lord, that this day, Lord, our hearts will turn around. We'll say, Lord, I'm going to love you for who you are. Lord, if we're ones that have been caught up in legalism, Lord, trying to earn your favor, Lord, struggling with obeying, Lord, and Lord, I pray that you break us out of that, Lord, to a deep understanding of your pure and unadulterated love, Father. And love, if we just had that fond affection for you, Lord, I pray, Lord, that we go deeper and deeper. And as we go deeper with you, Father, the outworking of that, Lord, will be obedience to you. Father, Lord, if we're playing games, Lord, we just want to put all that aside now. In Jesus' name, Lord, and know, Lord, that great love that you have for us. And, Lord, I pray for each and every one of us, Lord, that there'll be a deepening in our love for our brothers and sisters, Lord, that we'll move from just brotherly affection, which is great, but, Lord, to that agape love, Lord, that sacrificial, selfless, that unconditional love, Father. Lord, continue to make us deeper as your people. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.